You can start talking.
The time is 9:01 on July 18th, 2023, and I'm convening this video conference and telephone conference meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act and the association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the business of the association. Proper notice of the meeting was filed on July 7, 2023, and published in the Texas Registry in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Record, Texas Open Meetings Act. A copy of this notice should be attached to the summary of the official minutes of this meeting. A quorum is achieved as all three members of the committee have been confirmed to be present at this video or audio conference. Also in attendance are Board Counsel Chevy Betts, General Counsel Jackie Rickson, Executive Director Bart Bowles, and Association Employees Jarrett Terry and Toppin Haggerty. And from the Texas Board of Insurance, we have Brian Wee in attendance.
We also seem to have John Walker, I believe.
Okay, and John Walker. Same. Okay. And we are ready to go. Item number one, you have a consent agenda. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the official minutes of the from the July 10, I mean January 10, 2023 Personnel Committee meeting? It's in the packet that you received on pages 1-2 through 1-6. So, committee, have
Yes.
you had an opportunity to review the minutes, and do you have any corrections?
I have no corrections.
And was that Jim Lewis?
That was David Summer.
Sorry, I'm muted. I don't have any corrections.
All right, there being none, there is a draft resolution to approve the consent item. Is there a motion from Jim or?
David Summer, so moved. Seconded.
All right. All in favor and aye.
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 Aye. All right, motion approved. So we have a the resolution has been approved. All right, number two on the agenda is consideration of possible action on the non-salary benefits provided to the Life and Health Guarantee Association employees, including the insurance plan renewal. Jim, would you walk us through this part with the on this particular agenda item?
Well, Mr. Huckabee, I'll be glad to do that. Although not reflected in this report, because it's always quite tight getting our renewals in hand by the time that we do this report. And I think it was the day after we finished this and distributed it, we got the renewals in. So let me first update the health insurance plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We received a renewal, and there were a couple of adjustments. I'll note that the renewal made a change to the office copay, and also this also involves telehealth or virtual visits. That copay would increase from $30 to $40, and then the specialty copays, an office visit would increase to an $80 copay. Those are the only changes in coverage. The other change was an increase in the premium. There was a 7% increase, $3,556.92 annually. So the renewal premium for the association employees under this health insurance plan would be $51,462.96 annually. And that coverage would take effect October 1st and go through September 30th of 2024. And that was the change to the health insurance. We also always have the broker provide option. of a competitive plan. And I looked at the competitive plan, and the copays were a little bit better, but the premium was actually higher. But and then the formulary for the pharmaceuticals was not as good. So I do not recommend any change to a different insurance plan this year, and accept the change in the copays and the increase in the annual premium. And I'll wait and let the committee ask any questions.
David or Jim, any questions? I looked through it, and the 7% in light of what health plans are doing, I think is very reasonable. But I, if you're confident with it, it's very similar to what we've had the last few years, and I'm certainly have no questions or any further comments on it.
I have no questions. I'm comfortable with it.
Me too.
Okay, this will not require an action of the committee. It's just a reporting item. I'll move on to the other coverages. The dental insurance plan, this is through Lincoln National Life Insurance Company. There were no changes to the plan in the rate we were provided last year. We were told it would be good through September 30th of 2024, so no changes in premium. The same applies to the long-term disability insurance, the term life, accidental death, and dismemberment insurance. They are all through Lincoln National, and the coverage remained the same. And last year, they said our rate would be good for 2 years. So no changes in the premiums there. So in a nutshell, we're not expecting or requesting any changes to the health insurance or other insurance benefit plans being provided to the association employees. There's no change to the 401k plan matching or vesting schedule. No change to the 457B retirement plan you set up for me. The vacation leave and sick leave and personal leave remains the same. There are no additional holidays to be considered. There are 12 paid holidays for the association employees each year. We still provide garage parking here at our offices for employees, same cost. And the health reimbursement arrangement is still at $1,500 annually, but an employee can roll over up to $750 that annually if they do not use it, but the maximum they can accrue is $4,500. So it's a pretty simple report. There's very little changing in these non-salary benefits for association employees. Any questions?
No questions. Thank you. David or Jim, any questions?
No.
All right, we're on the next item, which is various elements of the executive employment contract for our executive director. Barhead's placed it up there. And as you guys know, this contract was signed and executed January 1, 2018, and until January 1, 2027. Two components of it, the longevity pay, which was mentioned. Board, are we able to talk about that in executive session? Now or in executive session?
Well, if I could, what I would like to do is just introduce and describe what those two elements are, but not having a discussion of the details, and then talk about what will be coming due for the committee to talk about in January.
Right.
And then we can move into executive session and talk about the specifics.
Okay.
So as Jim mentioned, there are two elements of the executive employment and deferred compensation contract that will be coming due before the committee meets again. The contract has three longevity incentive payments. The next one, it would be paid in December of 2023. Should the committee find that I have fully complied with the contract, we will talk about that in executive session. The second element is the automatic cost of living adjustment, that is tied to the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment for the next calendar year. And I have some information on the estimate that is being developed right now. and information that I can tell you how that compares to last year. We'll talk about that all in executive session. So those two elements, the committee will discuss in executive session because they will happen prior to its next meeting. Then in January, the elements that the committee will be addressing will be my annual performance evaluation. And then based on that performance, if there is to be any additional contribution to the 457B plan, in addition to the automatic 18,500. And then the last item is a disclosure for me of any employment activities. So that will be part of your January meeting. And I believe the rest of this we should discuss in executive session, unless the committee has any basic questions now.
No.
None.
No.
Then Director Huckabee, I think we are ready for executive session. If you want to read through your language, and then Topping can make some adjustments in the recording.
Topping, are we ready?
Well, you'll need to end the regular session first.
Okay. The time is 9:12 a.m. on July 18th, 2023. I'm recessing the regular session of the Personnel Committee meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the committee to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act.
Gentlemen,
we are
about to start the meeting.
So you just need to read the time and the in language for the public.
The time is 9:51 a.m. on July 18, 2023, and I'm recessing this Personnel Committee meeting of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association.
How about reconvening?
Reconvening. Thank you.
Okay. And Director Huckabee, I believe as we discussed in executive session, there are no action items coming out of executive session. We're ready to move on to item 6 and discuss the committee's charter.
All right. As you see, it's up there, and annually we evaluate the activities, actually the chart of the Personnel Committee, and you can see items 1, 2, and 3 that's on your screen. Management and General Counsel and Board Counsel has no recommended changes to the committee for the committee to consider. Are there any comments or considerations from either David or Jim that you'd like to consider regarding the charter?
I have none.
No.
Okay. Hearing none. The next item is the committee activities. You can see that on pages 7.2 through 7.4. We're tentatively scheduled to meet Tuesday, January 16, 2024. Are there any conflicts, David or Jim, that you have regarding that date and time?
I will be in Hawaii, so having to get up very early, but I should be able to make it.
You said Tuesday, what day?
January 16th
of January.
I'm sorry, you both spoke.
Oh.
January 16th,
2024. January 23rd?
16th.
Oh, 16th, sorry. Yeah, no, I don't have a conflict.
Could I ask Director Summer? The shifting by 1 week or moving for a couple of days, does that help at all?
Let's see, a couple of days would not. I'm gone from the 12th to the 19th.
Could we do it a little bit later in the day since the time would be very early for you?
That would be great, or shifted by a week would be in either direction would be fine as well. Ninth?
I'm thinking we could shift it to a week earlier, and anything else that we're doing, we could adjust that schedule. If we did this on Tuesday, January 9th, yeah, there are no other conflicts with that date.
Nope.
It's good.
Great. Sorry?
I'm good.
Okay.
So we will target Tuesday, January 9th, 2024 is the committee's next meeting.
Thank you all very much.
Okay. And is that the last item?
Yes, it is.
Are there any other comments or questions or observations before we end our meeting?
No.
All right, Tom, can you let me know when we are ready?
Go ahead and read the language.
The time is 9:55 a.m. on January 18, 2023, and this meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meeting Act is adjourned.